Greek lawmakers have passed a new austerity bill that will reform tax and pension systems. The bill was one of the requirements that Greece had to meet under its third international bailout deal. The vote comes amid general strike and mass protests in two Greek cities. The results of an opinion poll show French people disagree with President François Hollande's view that the country is improving. Over 70% of respondents say there has been no improvement in terms of growth, security, education, and employment. Unemployment remains above 10% in France. The European Commission chief warns that Britain's exit from the EU would surely have unforeseeable consequences for European cooperation. Jean-Claude Juncker says all European nations want Britain to remain in the 28-nation bloc. Britons are holding a referendum in June on the future of the country's EU membership. Voting is underway in the Philippines' general elections to choose the country's next president and vice president, as well as senators and thousands of local officials. There are five candidates in the race to become the new president. Over 100,000 police officers are on duty to provide security for the elections. At least four Syrian civilians have been killed and over a dozen wounded following militants' rocket attacks on government-held areas of the city of Aleppo. A woman and a child were among the dead. They are the first casualties since a ceasefire took hold there last week. Egypt has referred 67 people to trial over the assassination of the prosecutor general in June last year. Officials claim the accused are members of the Muslim Brotherhood group. They also accuse the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas of having a role in the killing. Both groups have rejected the allegations. Officials in Canada's Alberta say cooler temperatures and light rain have helped stop the advance of a wildfire that has been ravaging the province for over a week. The blaze that now covers over 1,600 square kilometers is expected to be the country's most expensive natural disaster in history.